Fresh FM has done it again. We are proud to announce that we have won 2 PMR Gold Awards. One for Best Local Radio Station, General Entertainment and Music, and another for Best Local Radio Station, News and Current Affairs. A huge thank you to our loyal listeners and dedicated team for making this possible. We are committed to keeping you informed and entertained with the best news and music. Fresh FM, your gold standard in radio.
I don't know, man. I'll never get used to that. It's so good. Fresh FM, the gold standard of radio. I love it. 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 It's 9:04. That's your time. Thank you so much for choosing us. This is Namibia's Heart and Soul. All morning we've been talking about our lighties. We've been talking about our kids and disciplinary issues here and there, and perhaps also our homesteads and so on. And it just so happened that we've got the gentleman that's second in charge of all of our kids, to be honest, that's in studio. He's a coach, he's an educator, he's an administrator, a politician, he's the Deputy Minister of Education, Innovation, Youth, Sport, Arts and Culture. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, non-conformant, please help me welcome Honorable Dino Balotti. Good day, my good sir. How are you doing?
I like that. Though.
Yeah. No, it's
play,
a highlight.
Play it again. Play it again.
There you go.
Thank you very much for having me. It's truly a pleasure.
Yeah.
We've had so many interviews in the past couple of weeks, but this one is a fresh one. It's a gold standard.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, no, thanks for having me. I do look forward to the conversation. But I want to challenge you guys. We need a lithium status.
We need a lithium status. Yeah, okay.
We're not talking gold and platinum anymore. We talk lithium now.
We're talking lithium. My man. Okay. You know what? We're going to plant that seed.
Okay.
With the Khurut people demos that pull the strings behind the scenes. Honorable, are you used to the honorable tagline? Are you because I mean, one moment you were an ordinary gentleman going about your private business, yes, you're still going about your community work, and now here every left, right and center is just honorable this, honorable that. Are you used to it now, or are you still taking some time getting used to it?
No, so it's been a bit of an adjustment. I've always gone by coach, so even in my younger days and in my professional days at the office, I'd just say, just call me coach. So all the meetings. And now it became honorable coach.
Honorable coach.
So my former boss, Dr. Wanja, she'd say, no, honorable coach. And so when we're in parliament in the afternoons, there's about 90 plus of us.
Yeah.
And everyone's honorable. So when someone says honorable, you turn around. But, you know, it's an adjustment, but we're still the same coach.
So. Yeah. Let's talk about it real quick. Where were you when you were officially informed now of your appointment? What were you doing? You know, who's the first person that you said, yo, this thing is happening?
So the two official dates, at least in my mind.
Yeah.
And the first was when I received the call the evening before the Electoral College. And the call was, Her Excellency wants to see you now. And so I think that was a Sunday evening. Probably closer to midnight.
Yeah.
And went for the meeting, had a good chat. And then the first person I called, I think closer to 1 a.m, was my father. And I just said to him, you know, everything's about to change. So please apologies to my dear wife. She was the second person. And so that was the first person that I called. And then I guess the second one was the morning after independence, a couple weeks back. So the 22nd. When again, I think it was maybe 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
I got a call. I was still sleeping. And when you pick up your phone and you see I think it's saved as Meme, Her Excellency.
Yeah.
And I say, oh my gosh. And I think the wife probably thought, now who's calling you at this time of the morning?
Yeah.
And that's when I was informed that, you know, this is the portfolio and this is the opportunity.
Well, you know, and you know, I've just you know, if you speak to insiders of the governing party, you know, just trying to understand our Madam President before now, even before the elections, just to understand her character, her work ethic, and so on. And one thing that people kept on saying was, she is a workaholic. She will call you at 3 a.m. She will call you at 6 a.m. She will call you at midnight. And I think, you know, that's testament to what you just said now, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, look, as a civil servant, when you truly encompass what it means to be a civil servant, I think there's no such thing as an 8 to 5. And we need to appreciate that, you know, many of my calls, so I ask for forgiveness and not necessarily for permission now. So the calls, the calls happen at night. And I mean, that's the only time really we can try to get on top of some things. So yes, I do agree. That's the head of state setting the tone, showing us how it's done.
Now, adjusting to now ministerial protocol, you know, just the protocol life, because there's a whole protocol here. What's the first blunder you were guilty of, which you can laugh about now? And we actually even asked Honorable Emma Teofolis this question.
What was her answer?
And she mentioned she was on a trip with our late president, President Hage. And I think she messed up the names of the delegation. Was it the French delegation? I can't exactly quite remember, but she messed up one of the names, right? And so when she addressed someone, she addressed them, firstly, the wrong title, and the wrong name. And then the president looked at her in that moment with, you know, those eyes when your parents give you those eyes. That was her first blunder. And that was a high-level blunder.
Sure. No, so, you know, Honorable Emma, shame.
right?
So I've had I've been fortunate to be in sort of public service before for quite some time. So I think we got all the honorables, the worships, we've got that right over time.
Okay.
So I think naming probably hasn't been a blunder. And it's an interesting question. Touch wood, I don't think I've blundered too much as yet. I'm still trying to figure out, do I sit on the left side of my minister or on the right side of my minister? You know, as a former coach, we say the assistant coach must speak before the head coach.
Yeah.
So to my dear minister, I always say, no, you need to speak last. She says, no, Dino, you can close. I said, no. So I guess the protocols, we haven't blundered too badly as yet.
Yeah.
You know, beside our front page today, we haven't blundered too much as yet. But
and we were joking about that earlier. It's just the timing of this conversation, right? And then there's the whole front page.
You see, I gave my maiden speech yesterday in Parliament.
Yeah.
And had I not given it yesterday, it would have been today. So if I'm just thinking, if I was going to give it this afternoon and today's paper was what it is, then I'd have to change my complete speech for this afternoon. But you know, I've always said you take the roses with the thorns.
Yeah.
And you know, last night someone that I have a lot of respect for called me and said, "What tallest trees have the most wind?" Or
yes.
And it comes with it, right? So it comes with the territory.
Yeah.
And you know, we are here to serve, and I can assure everyone and all the listeners, we're not going anywhere.
All right. Appreciate it, man. Coach Honorable or Honorable Coach, that coach bit is something that has stayed with you all your life, actually, since a kid.
Yeah.
What was your original football plan, you know, when you left the country to pursue a career in it?
Yeah.
Was it to be a world-class professional player? Did you want to be a manager, a referee? what was the plan there?
So I think every lighty growing up wants to be a professional footballer. I was fortunate to have the opportunity after school to go to the UK. We tried and we quickly realized we're not that good, right?
Like the technicality, the standard.
I know. I think unfortunately, many of us, we might be in denial, but I think I very quickly realized that, this was not meant to be. But came back and came home after a year. And I just knew from a very young age I was going to be a coach. And so I think the plans and the goals and aspirations was to be like a top coach. And I can say that the turning point was the birth of my first son. Not that I have many, but when my son was born, I just realized that I want to be able to spend more time. And coaching is a sacrifice on its own.
Yeah.
So, you know, you have an 8 to 5 and in Namibia at least. And thereafter, you go to the field, you come home 8, 9 at night. Weekends, you travel with the team. So you really don't spend too much time with the family. So I guess, to your question, I probably, if you asked me this question at 17, I would have said I'm going to be a pro footballer. And if you asked me the question at 20, I said I'll be a Pizzo Massimane, a top coach.
Except for you.
But life happens and then we pivot.
Now that we're on the subject of football, right? Now, growing up, personally, you know, I grew up in an 11 Eros house.
Okay.
Right?
So then you clearly come from the coast.
Yes. No, I'm born and bred in Wavish Bay. So 11 Eros house. And it was just law. This is Eros. You were born in this house. You are Eros. Was that the same in your household? Because, I mean, your dad was a big rambler.
Yeah. No, look, I'm a white dude, right? So it was either Escavé or Ramblers or GTS.
Loki also CV'd a bit.
No, yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. but my old man was the chairman for a short period of time. And you know, you know your roots. And growing up, you'd always go to the field of Ramblers, the likes of Costa Kaisep.
Oh, my word.
Lazizi, Michael Pina.
Yes, yes.
I can probably start name dropping.
Was Kaimbi there also, Lazarus?
Laza was there for a short while. Uh-huh. I think he was there for a season before he went to SA.
Yeah.
And yes, Ramblers probably was my home as a kid. But if you had to ask me which team or which club sort of has my heart, it's a club that unfortunately is no more. So that club is Invincible FC. So Joseph Martin was the chairperson or the owner of the club. Mm-hmm. That was the first club I played for. We were in the first division at the time. That's where Lazarus Kaimbi and I played together. He was obviously much better than me. But beside that, there was a bit of a joke that said, this Dino's a proper football prostitute. So I've been with...
Because you jump around. Yeah.
And you know, it's not jumping, right? So so you, as a coach, you get fired.
Yeah.
And once you get fired, you look for new employment. Hmm. So I've been at quite a few clubs. But the two clubs now that really, I would say that are my clubs, and I should be careful as a
deputy minister,
is definitely Ingwe Nyama and Julinho. So Ingwe, they, you know, 6, 7, 8 years of my life where I was with Tigers and Julinho Athletic until most recently. I think those are my two clubs. But if they play against each other, I'll probably still be shouting for Julinho at this moment.
speaking of the two clubs, right? Because I mean. Because by the time you were involved with Tigers, you were a professional administrator now, right? You spent there 6, 7 years? Sorry? You said 6, 7 years?
I mean, talking under correction, possibly 8 years.
Possibly Tigers. 8 years. Mm. Okay. Now
We won the league also, by the way.
And you won the league. And that was after, what, 20, 30 years, isn't it?
After
some time. With your chairman.
With Coach Bobby.
Yeah.
He was our head coach. I was assistant. And Chairman Vino Ipondoka was chair at the time. I'm so proud of it. It's the first league that I ever won as a coach.
Yeah. And Tigers really needed that at the time. Yeah. So now you have this big achievement. You have this big following with Tigers. They love you. The fans love you. And you make your way to Julinho Sporting.
Yeah.
Was there problems there? Was there friction there with the Tigers' folklore, and especially the elders? You know, clubs like that, they've got elders. There's an elders council.
So it's such an interesting question, and let me unpack it quickly.
Yeah.
So when I was with Tigers, I made the conscious decision to step down to be serious about being a civil servant.
Oh, okay.
I just joined the investment promotion board, and I said, you know what? I need to give this my full energy and effort. When I resigned, I had all the support of Tigers, I believe, because the intention was pure.
Mm.
A couple of weeks, months, maybe a few months later, a good friend of mine who's the co-owner or founder of Julinho, he said, just come help us. And, you know, I think it's easier. Just come help. He said, no, I'll help. And then next thing you know, you're chairperson of the club, right? And then, interestingly, and my dear comrade, George Kambala.
Mm. yes.
He said, no, this guy must leave the WhatsApp group. He's with Julinho.
Oh, so on the Tiger WhatsApp group.
On the Tigers WhatsApp group. I said, this guy. So they removed me from the Tigers WhatsApp group.
Yeah.
And when I was announced now some few weeks ago into this portfolio, the Tigers people said, no, that's our guy. It's funny how it goes full circle. But yeah, I don't think the team felt betrayed. I still support the club where I can. And sometimes home will always be home. So 11 hours is your home.
Yes.
And I like to think that Vambulo Kasi and Esbala, that's also my second home.
Mm.
But I think Rundu's a bit more my home at the moment.
Yeah, yeah. Look, let's talk about family, honorable coach, right? We need to get used to it now. We're announcing it to the country. It's honorable coach.
Honorable coach.
There we go. All right. Let's talk about family and community. I mean, what's not really known, especially to the broader public, is that you have Delta and St. George's in your blood. You know, the schools. Mm. If you were to ask former learners of these schools who you taught about your teaching style, what would they say?
So. I was a teacher while I was still a student at UNAM.
Yeah.
So I was a really young teacher, I think probably 21. And I think to be a teacher at 21, teaching 17, 18-year-olds, you're still a youth just like them. Right?
Yeah.
And so I digress quickly. I'll come back. I remember going to a club, I think it was in Swakop, and all these students, hi, sir,
Oh, my goodness.
That's of my club base.
Oh, that's the worst, bro. No,
that was the end of that talk. but honestly, you know, it's quite some time ago, so that gives my age away now. But definitely, if there was a word that encompassed my teaching style, I would have said dope. I think for some reason that word keeps coming up.
Yeah.
So that was a dope teacher. And again, you know, I'm so blessed. So many of my former students are now my buddies because we're age mates. But really at the time, as a young person, was super passionate about empowering other young people. And I spent 3-4 years of my life being a teacher, which I have very fond memories of. But yeah, dope comes to mind. I think that would be the word.
So I want to show you something real quick.
Please.
Honorable Coach, we've been having this discussion this morning, right? Just about our kids. So what we did is we took a screenshot of a video on TikTok, right? And we just wanted brutal reaction from a parent, from a normal parent. You're a parent, and you just happen to be a custodian of our kids.
Okay.
All right. Let me just quickly show you.
A custodian from 7 to 1 p.m.
7 a.m. So have a look at it.
Okay.
Right?
And immediate reaction.
Yes. And then let's have your immediate reaction.
Okay. This is not planned.
It's not planned at all. Just grab that. Hold on to that. Hold on to the screen. There we go.
Wait, now I missed it.
Okay. Hold on. Yeah. There we go. That one.
Yo. I know. It's not looking good, bruv. It's not looking good. Yeah, I don't know.
You see what I mean? You see how difficult that is, even as a parent and now as a custodian. You know what I mean?
You know, that. Let's just call it teenage love, right? I don't know. I think there's many ways I can answer that that pitch. And I think being a parent myself, we want our kids to be great in whichever space that is. And I'm so conscious that...
It's difficult, right?
It's difficult, man. Because I kissed girls at 14.
Kissed girls at primary school as well, right?
Primary school. Wait. We were at high school already. But I mean, it's part of life, right? Mm. So I mean, if we're not having those conversations about the birds and the bees and things like that, we're not being responsible parents. And the reality is that we also can't be hypocrites. We too kissed girls at our young age. Mm. But as a parent now, and as a leader in society, we need to have the conversation with young boys. And I mean, not to digress, but the boy child needs a lot more conversation. We realize that we have so many challenges, social ills in society. I mean, the murder recently of Ingrid Mastop is it's horrific.
Yes.
And you know, it's not to say that it's a boy child that had done that, but we are saying that there's some social ills, and as a nation we really need to go back to basics. And I don't know if that picture, if that has any part to play, but I would say that for a 14, 15, 16, 17-year-old young male, you know, we need them to say you can be great, but we need you to take things seriously. Mm. The decisions they take as young people can definitely impact their futures.
So now, which brings me to my question now, right? At what point did you realize that your firstborn is aging?
Last night? Yeah, no, last night. Immediately it pops to mind. So I got home a bit late, and they said, "Dad, go to YouTube. I said, "Guys, I'm tired. I have to make some calls."
Yeah.
"No, we want to show you something on YouTube." Went on YouTube. They said, "No, type in IPC versus Swapo." I said, "Oh my gosh." I said, "These guys."
No way!
And my sons are 10 and 11.
Yeah,
and they said, "No, there's something you must see online, IPC and Swapo." I said, "These guys." So I think last night I realized, sure, these are not small boys anymore.
They're growing. They see things now.
Hopefully they're not doing things
like the screenshot.
Like the screenshot you showed me.
Just closing off this conversation, and I did promise already, and I said this early on. It's anything but politics. We want to understand the man that is Dino Balotelli, right? Coming again, family.
Yeah.
Your wife, right, Mrs. Aretura. What's a silly habit that you are guilty of where the love of your life, Mrs. Retura, always scolds you for? Right? Because we look at you, we're like, "Oh, that's our minister and that is our leader." Mm. But for wifey, it's something else. You know, you leave the... For instance, I got scolded on radio for leaving dishes in the fridge.
I think all guys leave dishes.
You're right.
It's just a guy thing. It's a guy. I think I got scolded last night for leaving dishes. It's a normal thing.
Yeah.
But there's something that she'll always say. She's like, you're such a thondoro. And I think it's just in our nature to be busy. And we don't sit around and twiddle our thumbs. So I guess, besides leaving dishes, the being a thondoro, not being able to sit still.
Yeah.
I said, no, I need to go see this person. We need to go pick that up and do this. So I guess that's probably one of the bones of contention. I think all women want men to just sit at home all day and be there.
And give their attention.
But then they also want you to provide, right?
Right. So it's like, yo.
It's a bit of a contradiction.
Yeah.
But yeah, shame. I must say she's very supportive. And at the minute, you're the role that I occupy, it requires a lot of selflessness, if that's the best English.
Yeah.
And I must say, just to have a supportive partner that supports you to be great. Mm. I mean, I must give her flowers for that.
Nah, so brief, and perhaps also one of your favorites.
Yeah, but that thondoro thing is not leaving me. I get told every day. Yeah. Just want to be in the streets. I said, okay.
Come on, in the streets. Honorable coach, one last thing. Sure. You know, with your appointment, some people see you for the first time. And you know, as with today's age, we tend to summarize one's character even before getting to know a person,
yeah,
or understanding what they're about, right? What are things that people assume about you that are just incorrect? It's just incorrect. That's just not who you are.
That's a good one, right? I don't even think I have an answer to that, but I will say that I'm a bit conscious now more than ever about what I put online.
Mm.
And you can never keep anyone happy. And I think I said it recently. I said, if you do nothing, nothing can go wrong. But then you've done nothing. And so, you know, to my comrade brother George and Job from AR, or say the former SWAPO Youth League veterans.
Mm.
But
come on, veterans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you take Job, he has a huge social following. And yeah, I think people in this day and age, people want to know what you're busy with. And it's not to say we're social. Somebody called me yesterday a social media minister.
That's crazy, man.
And, you know, so there's a fine line, and you're now more conscious about what you put out in the world. But I do think people want to see what we're busy doing.
Mm.
I mean, today, and I'm conscious now, you know, do I post today about the Fresh FM interview where we're going to Havana later this morning with the Honorable Governor, with a few other people. We're trying to see how we can unlock sport infrastructure quickly. So do we post those things now, or do we say, no, let's wait for annual reports, right?
Yeah.
So I think for anyone listening, and I really do consider myself a normal Namibian, you will find me in tracksuits outside of working hours. I don't wear suits outside of 8 to 5. I'm just, that's me. I'm a football guy. You'll find me at football at the weekend. So, but of course, we're now more conscious that we're public figures.
Mm.
And also we want to inspire other young people.
Yeah.
I think young people shouldn't only be inspired with people with lots of money. They should be inspired with people of great character.
Mm.
And, you know, in this administration, to support Her Excellency, we're going to do the very most. And so after 5 years, people will be sick and tired of me.
100%.
Because we're going to build many stadiums in Namibia. We're going to redress many infrastructure challenges in schools. We're going to push the innovation agenda. We're going to push the CCI agenda.
Mm.
So there's much to be done. And I said it, I think it was yesterday morning. I said, if you're annoyed by my socials, please unfollow me because we've only just got started.
Man, mic drop. Mic drop.
Mic drop.
You're probably the first official person that we've used this air for so many times. What? Real quick, just yeah, one quick comment, right? One quick comment. My girlfriend and I don't know what we're doing. We're
but
busy.
You're not a youth man. Why are we still having girlfriends, my brother?
No. Minister, are you calling me out live on air like that?
Wait, we tell people, say, you can't be happy forever. You must get married also.
Come on, girlfriend. A man of your caliber. You must mark first. No. No one jinx or anything, okay, but you know the plans
it's
are.
It's coming.
It's coming. Okay.
We're playing the La Bola first.
Okay, so we were together. We're doing something. I think we were just cleaning the house and whatever.
Mm.
And she goes on social media and she sees you had a press conference. What was it? It was a launch or something.
Yeah.
But she zooms in on a picture of you, and she says, "Bro, check this out. He's got Jordans on." I'm like, "No way!" So I check the picture. I'm like, "Yo, you've got to be the first minister, deputy minister in any official capacity that I've seen with Jordans just out here, just at a press conference."
And
just,
they weren't Fong Kongs. Those were the OGs. I must say I have a great appreciation for kicks or sneakers.
Yeah.
And here and there we tried to also show our youthfulness.
Of course.
So we tried the other day I've tried to wear sneakers here and there with a suit. And I went to a school a couple of weeks ago, and I was wearing green sneakers. I don't know, sambas. And someone said, "This guy, we call the fashion police. How do you wear green shoes with a suit, right?" So, but that picture you're referring to, I think it was last week, Friday.
Yeah.
And funny story, quickly, if time permits.
Of course.
We had a briefing with the Right Honorable Prime Minister that morning. So I first went to Cricket Namibia for the high performance unveiling. And then came back to the office to greet the Prime Minister.
Yeah.
And Cabinet Secretary, Dr. Simata, he was there and he said, "Dino, why are you wearing techies? You're meeting the Prime Minister."
Because you know, the older generation is not going to understand that. "You're meeting
the Prime Minister. Please, comrade." And he said, "Please forgive me. I'm a youth." So, and then after that, I think that's when we went to the Region 5 launch. And I said, and then actually in my address there, I said, I got scolded for wearing techies today.
Yeah.
But we're young people, man. And I think, you know, it's in the delivery more than what we wear.
Of course.
So, yeah, even, I mean, today I'm sort of half-half.
I see you've got a little something.
Half-half. But yeah, that was a funny one because I got quite a bit of feedback about wearing those sneakers online. Yeah. So.
Oh, wait, Jordans. But the old Tobis is just, it's techies, man. It's just techies.
Follow Falcons,
you know? Honorable Coach, thank you so much for your time, my good sir. We really appreciate your contribution to society. And we are looking forward to the next 4.5 years.
I know what, 4.5 years. We just started.
You just started even.
4 years and 11 months and 2 days, but I'm counting.
Okay, but who's counting, right? Dino Baletti, Honorable Coach, Educator, Administrator, Politician, now Deputy Minister of Education, Innovation, Youth, Sport, Art and Culture. Let's leave it at that. This conversation will be up on our website pretty soon in case you missed it. Oh yeah, one last time. There you go.